Now, I've been excited for this baptism because his father, Carlos, which everybody knows, and even if you're a person who doesn't know him real personally, if you go to the grocery store, if you drive on the streets, you see his picture, so you know him. We've been friends for, as we said, about a decade, and we've been praying for this for a long time. And I know he's excited about a lot of things that God has done in his life. But I thought this is the perfect day for him to be the voice of our congregation, to express the heart we all want to have as we continue worshiping here. So, Carlos, if you just come on up and you'll just share with us what you're grateful to God for and why you're here to worship.
Good morning. I didn't know it was going to be like this. We usually do this at Cracker Barrel, but... I'm so thankful. Y'all have no idea how long I've been praying for this. It's been real hard being a single dad and wanting your kids to do so well. And so I wanted to just tell you, pray, absolutely continue to pray. And I promise you, God will answer your prayers. And I'm going to try to not take too much time, but I'm going to try to get this out. But this is a journey that we had this here shortly. I think it was maybe a year before last. Maddox is in the ninth grade now, so it's his seven going into the eighth grade year. He was at Macaulay, and he got in some trouble, and I was actually in the parenting class that we had here at Eastwood, and I'm doing all I can just to keep it together and try to be that father for him, because I didn't have a father. And so he got in trouble, so they asked me if I can go to disciplinary board or I can take him to a public school. So me not knowing what to do, I just hit the panic button. I took him to public school. He went to public school, and it was horrible. He had the worst experience of his life. So we was praying, and as I was going through these channels, and the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to see it ain't always been like this. So I was going through this challenge, and I'm praying for him, and I'm asking God just to deliver him from this, and make him whole through him. So I'm praying, and things just continue to happen. And I'm like, God, please, just give me some relief. So instead, and I'm not going to lie to you because I want to be truthful to you. I mean, I scream. I'm like, God, and I can scream. I really can scream. I don't know if y'all know, but I can scream. And I screamed at the top of my lungs. I was angry. I'm not going to lie. I was angry, upset, and I didn't understand. You know, I've been praying. I've been going to parenting class here. I didn't understand, you know. But, you know, as I go through it, and I went through it, and we've been through it, and fast forward to this year, I tried to get him back into a private setting, and he went to an interview, and I thought he was gonna get in Baylor the day before school started. He didn't. So he asked me, I just prayed. I said, God, I said, close the doors that you don't want him to go through and open the doors you want him to go through. So school had started, and I was like, I'm not gonna give up. So I kept trying. So we went to Sildale, and Sildale accepted him 2 weeks after school had already started. And I know it's part of God's plan at this point now, because ultimately, you know, he still struggled with his grades, and he worked hard at his grades now. But one thing about it, he'd come to me and said, Daddy, I got 100 average in Bible. And that makes me feel so good, despite everything. So my message to everybody, just continue to pray and lift your kids up, because I don't know if y'all been looking, but I can't even cut the TV on because they are targeting kids every single day. So I just pray for each and every one of you all to just allow your faith in prayer. And I promise you it works. And like I said, me and Bill have been praying and talking about this for years. So, and here's the days here, and it's one of the best days of my life. And I'm going to fast forward, and I'm going to hurry up, Bill. I know, get out. I didn't even tell Bill I was going to do this, but I'm going to share some of this. And I don't make New Year's resolution. I don't stay up to the ball drop or whatever. And I haven't even shared this with Bill, but it's five things I wrote down here on January 9th, 2000. 2021. I wrote five things down here. And out of the five things, three of them has already come true. And I'm so happy. And I'm telling you, if you just pray, just like Sean talked about, take this special time to sit out and just pray. Me and Maddox, we pray every night together, every morning. We cut the radio off on the way to school. We pray. We pray. So I want to tell people, prayer works, and it's going to work in God's timing. You know, God set him up to be here today because he wanted him not only to take that baptism, but he wanted him to take that baptism and grow with it. And he probably couldn't grow if he was at a public school where he was negatively influenced. So I just want to tell you all just to continue to pray and stay fast with God's word. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carlos. You know, I'm just going to pray for us, but, you know, I've known Carlos for a long time now, and we have prayed for many, many things and seen many, many things happen. And you know, God's got a special place for everybody, and it's not the same place for everybody. But we thrive when we get in God's place, and he'll open up the doors for us to be there wherever it is. And God wants us in all different places, but he wants our hearts to be his. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you just to be able to come before you today, as Carlos expressed, with faith, knowing that that we cannot orchestrate this world. But if our one desire is to have your will done in our lives and to love other people and want your will to be done in their lives, you can do miracles. You can move mountains. You answer our prayers because you love us. And we thank you. And because of that, we give our hearts to you and we worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.